Shur Is Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shur Is Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, on the second line, Ma Mafkami Beinehoin. Ma Mafkami Beinehoin, what else do Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon disagree about? Shur Sha'ichel Kikazu Va'ochla Chosse Kol Shehu, Adat Rabbi Kiva Chayev, Adat Rabbi Rabbanon Pata. The answer is, he swore, I will eat this loaf, and he ate all of it except for a small amount. According to Rabbi Kiva, he is liable because he didn't fulfill his oath. According to Rabbanon, he's exempt. Shereichel kikaze va'ochla chase kolshu adat rikiva pata adatim to Rabbanon chayev. If he saw I would not eat this loaf, and he ate all of it except for a small amount, according to Rikiva he's exempt, and according to Rabbanon, he's liable. You should say, af koinem oiskein koinem ishtinen esli im reichel kikazu va'ochla chase kolshu adat rikiva ishtoi, you should say, muteret adat to Rabbanon asura. Also, koinamos, which is forbidding through vows, is like this. Koinam means it's forbidden like a korban to give benefit to my wife if I eat this loaf, and he ate it, except for any amount. Then according to Rekiba, his wife is permitted, and according to Rabbanon, she is forbidden. If you say, Imloi oichel kekazu va'ochla chasekol shehu, adatud Rekiba, ishtoi, if you say asura, adatud Rabbanon, ishtoi muteres. If he said, koinam, if I will not eat this loaf, and he ate it, except for a tiny amount. According to Rabbi Kiva, his wife is forbidden. According to Rabbanon, she is permitted. Oif min achasim kein, koinam, I should say, koinam nechasav alai, im oichal kikazu, va'ochal, chasakoshu, adaisi to Rabbi Kiva, I should say, nechasav mutarim, adaisi to Rabbanon, nechasav asurim. Also, forbidding property through koinam is like this. His property is koinam to me if I eat this loaf, and he ate it, except for a small amount. According to Rabbi Kiva, his property is permitted. According to Rabbanon, it is forbidden. You should say, Imloi oichel kikazu va'ochla chasakol shehu adas du Rekiva nechasav. You should say, asurim adas du Rabbanon nechasav mutarim. If he said it is koinam, if I will not eat this loaf, and he ate it, except for kol shehu any small amount, according to Rekiva, his property is forbidden, and according to Rabbanon, it's permitted.